This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We have a little bit of news here, Amy.
Breaking news.
Yes, we have breaking news.
There is white smoke coming out of the chimney at the Vatican. They have a new pope. They did it.
Yep. The winner secured at least 89 votes. That's what we know. This is a report from CBS of the 133 cardinals participating in the conclave to elect a successor to Pope Francis. The crowd in St. Peter's Square erupted in cheers, we were told.
I was watching a little bit of it. It is. They are not joking when they talk about the crowd that is there. Absolutely massive. The smoke turned white and people erupted. Now, CBS News, too, we have their coverage at 11:20.
Yep.
And our religion editor, Fred Bottomer, has just popped into Studio B.
So what guys.
Fred? Hey, Fred.
So here we are, right? So, we think it's the fourth vote. It's definitely the second day. And that's the same day that Pope Francis and Pope Benedict were elected. So that seems like we're right in this ballpark, you know, for when the cardinals could agree on a choice. Some people are saying that if it happens on the fourth vote, it's probably one of the leading contenders going in that might have been chosen. So lots of stuff going on. I don't think they're going to appear on the balcony for about another 40 minutes or so. A lot that happens now. You know, once a pope is chosen, the senior cardinal in the conclave goes up to the pope, the new pope, and says, "Do you accept the job?" And obviously, almost always, they say yes. Back in the 1200s, one pope
no, I'm good.
Ran and hid until another pope was chosen.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
wow.
But that was,
but
you know, hundreds of years ago since someone turned down the job. So there were 133 elector cardinals. Two-thirds majority vote was reached, so that's at least 89 votes. 80% of the cardinals were nominated by Pope Francis. That doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that he stacked the deck, but a lot of these cardinals are younger cardinals, and it's their first. You know, for 80% of them, it was their first conclave. So after the Pope, the new Pope says, yes, you know, I accept the nomination, they go and start fitting him for his robe. They've got three robes, one for each size. They put a robe onto him. And then he goes into what's called the Room of Tears. Mm-hmm. And at that point, a lot of the new popes emotionally break down, knowing the weight of the job that they've just been handed. Then once they come out onto the balcony, the proto-deacon at the Vatican, which is a fancy name, he comes out and introduces the new pope. He'll call him by his birth name and then say that in Italian, then announce him in the name that he chose for pope. I think Pope John is the most popular name that's been chosen down through history. And then the new pope will come out on the balcony. and he will offer a blessing to everyone that's in the crowd at St. Peter's Square. Yesterday, it was like 250,000 people that were there.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I don't know how many there are there today.
That's, I mean, it looked massive.
I know. So it's kind of interesting. When Pope Francis came out, he kind of shocked the crowd by just saying, Buenos Aires, which I think is good afternoon. And then he asked the crowd to pray for him and bless him, which was flipping the whole of how things go.
Hey, Fred, what you just told us, that process, again, how long is that from the smoke to the new Pope being on the balcony?
I imagine it's going to be 40 minutes because that's when they'll be on the balcony. They said expect it to be revealed within 40 minutes to an hour.
I didn't know you meant the Pope would actually be on the balcony in 40 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. They'll bring him out and introduce him to everyone.
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking like the mayor, like you have 2 weeks to get your robes.
No. So so the instant the instant that the new Pope says, I accept, is when he becomes Pope.
Wow.
Okay.
That's
there's
so
an installation, though, an official installation ceremony, probably about a week from now, inside at St. Peter's Square. And I think they hope to hold those outside because of the crowds. So that's going to be coming up, probably the official installation, in about a week. But from the moment he says, I accept, it's when he becomes the new Pope.
We're about 90 seconds away from CBS special coverage, and we are going to get to that and see what they can tell us. So this whole process, Fred, of getting the robe, like they start this immediately? Were they fit him for that? They do it right away?
I think it's a pretty quick job. Yeah, well, they don't even have to fit him. They just, you know, you've got three robes. You're large, medium, or small. And then you go out there.
Like one size fits all. That's what the tag says. No, but there is a story of the special tailor, Rennero Mancinelli, I think that's how you say it.
Yeah.
Very close to St. Peter's Basilica. He's the man who dresses popes. And,
right.
And it's this old tailor shop. And he makes the robes and in this tiny little shop in
Italy. It's pretty cool that he does that. And I imagine, you know, the robe that we're going to see, you know, in 40 minutes is probably not the robe that you're going to see a week from now.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's just the, you know, let's get you out there. So put that on you.
Do they?
And they put all the other things on him.
So like the hat.
And it'll be interesting to see what he wears when he comes out.
Yeah. Right.
You know, if Pope Benedict wore a lot of royal red sort of things. Pope Francis came out in pretty much all white, sort of the simple, basic, you know, toned down appearance.
So the celebration is happening at St. Peter's Square right now.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.